Well, as we know, the coronavirus was politicized by the liberal media from the very beginning, and they're trying to ensure that everybody conform to their thinking. And in the end, I got to look forward. Can't look at right now. In the end, they will all look foolish. And those who... I've already made my statement, so you know where I stand. Now I just have to do the waiting game.
You may have missed this. Because this was a quote. It was in one of our newscasts earlier this morning.
Yeah.
It's from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. Now, he has ordered all the restaurants and bars to close. If you travel to Chicago, you can't pay cash on the tollway. You have to use electronic data, or if you don't have one of the iPasses, you go online and pay your toll. But this is big government versus small government. The governor in Illinois, this is J.B. Pritzker, he's a Democrat, he's a lib. He says, "I'm disappointed at all the people who have not heeded our warnings." He says, this is his quote, "The time for persuasion and public appeal is over. The time for action is here. No one's immune to this. You have an obligation to act in the best interest of the people in your state."
See, you do what I say, like a dictator.
Right. Individual choice didn't work. Mm-hmm. So now he is ordering what you can and can't do.
This is a socialist society. And that's how it functions. You cannot have a big gulp in New York because it's unhealthy for you. They can say anything is unhealthy for you and take your freedoms away. Don't you understand that's why we flipped out about the big gulp? And we warned you, socialism does this. This is what it's like to live under socialism without a coronavirus. Take the coronavirus out. This becomes normal. You might get hurt on the freeway. You might get hurt at home. Do you know in like Europe, they have all these massive regulations about how to build a bathroom and electricity because how dare there be electricity near water? It is not easy like it is, and we have ridiculous regulations too. Well, I wouldn't say ridiculous. We have a little bit more reasonable regulations. They have ridiculous regulations. For your good, though. You builders, you don't get freedom, and you have to bow down to the government for your good and your own safety. That's how they always take your freedoms away in everything. This is an assault on the sovereignty of America having freedom, is the way I would... I didn't put that exactly right. This is an assault on your freedoms. And it is a power grab by the government. They should only be allowed to warn us about it, and then we should be able to react individually however we wish. We do have constitutional rights, but they will be violated, and they are being violated by some. Guaranteed. That's happening. It is happening. Now, I want to focus on Fox News right now because hosts at Fox News should never be able to say the statement that I've heard them say before, like Hannity or any of the other ones. My bosses don't tell me what to say. Bull crap, they don't, because I know they have now. I know Sean Hannity's been told. I haven't seen any official evidence of it, but I know because I know what happened to Trish Regan on Fox Business. And if there wasn't a quote-unquote official meeting, they sent a message to Hannity or anybody else who dares not act like CNN. To the Fox News execs, if they ever hear this, I'm going to explain something to you that apparently you don't understand, and I'm going to do it friendly, and I hope that you don't get angry and not listen to what I'm saying. I hope you hear this. Well, the odds are you won't ever hear this, but if you do, and by some chance you hear this, this is to help you. You are listening to people who don't watch your TV station. What they do is they take a clip of Trish Regan, which they did, and put it on the Huffington Post and liberal websites. The liberals who never watch your station then complain about what she's saying about the coronavirus and email you and inundate you with emails from people who are not your customers. View your viewers as customers. And then you dictate to the people who don't even watch your station. Then the people who watch your station complain, but not in the same numbers. And you get all confused. Apparently, your intelligence level drops for some reason. And you don't understand how broadcasting works. And you don't realize that even though you get smaller numbers of people who do watch your station complaining about what you've done, you will still listen to the people who don't even watch your station. It would be like Burger King ending burgers because people who don't eat burgers complain about them having burgers on their menu. That's what you're doing. Well, are you going to be one of our customers? If we end up, if Burger King took away all burgers from its menus, will that make you a customer? No, I'll never, ever, ever go to Burger King no matter what. But you should do what I say. No, maybe we should dictate to the people that are our customers. Maybe that's what we should do. No, I'm not your customer. So listen to me. It would be like someone who hates Mexican food. This is even a better example. Someone who would never eat Mexican food in their life. They can't stand it, right? Yet they're always emailing and complaining to Mexican restaurants as to what they should serve. Now, a Mexican restaurant should laugh at them and say, go away. We're not forcing you to eat our food. Leave us alone. That would be the proper response, right? From a Mexican restaurant. You don't like Mexican food? Leave us alone. We're here for the people who do like Mexican food. Fox News is catering to liberals who don't watch the station. The Huffington Post is the one who posted the Trish Reagan clip. All the people who read the Huffington Post do not watch Fox News. They don't watch it. But they will take the clip from the internet and then they will all complain because she's not saying what lefties believe. And she has been pulled off the air. Trish Reagan has. Trish Reagan has been pulled off the air. She has been pulled off the air for nothing. For not agreeing with the left. For not being CNN. And Fox News has told her, you will be CNN. Because the CNN viewers have told us we must be like them. And screw our viewers. Screw our customers. The people who have supported us all these years, we don't give a crap about what they think. We only care about what people who read the New York Times and the Huffington Post think. We're going to cater to them. Well, Fox News, you keep this up and you will be CNN and your ratings will be CNN. Are you guys having a brain malfunction? Do you not understand? Do you work in broadcasting like I do? Do you not understand that a lot of times your complaints come from people who don't even listen to your show? I just received an email from somebody who doesn't listen to my show. At least they admitted it. I found your show on a podcast. I don't like what you said. Blah, blah, blah. They don't even listen. They don't even live in this area. What do I care? They would never listen to me in a million years. But they got offended, so they're complaining. I don't care. If I appease this person, they would still not listen to my show. And then I would lose all my audience who likes what I say. Now, is that smart of me to do? Is that what you guys want me to do? Appease a person that complains who doesn't even live in the state, who doesn't even listen to the show? He's complaining to make me conform to his thinking like a slave. And if I do, I lose all my audience. And I don't gain him as an audience member. He won't come listen anyways. Well, Fox News is doing that. Fox News is making their host be like CNN. They are caving to the demands of liberals who don't even watch their shows. Here's what Trish Reagan said. Trish Reagan didn't even say anything that was wrong. Just lefties don't agree with her. And they pulled her. They pulled her from the air.
We've reached a tipping point. The chorus of hate being leveled at the president is nearing a crescendo as Democrats blame him and only him for a virus that originated halfway around the world. This is yet another attempt to impeach the president. And sadly, it seems they care very little for any of the destruction they are leaving in their wake.
Now, why did the left get so mad? Because she said it's an attempt to impeach the president. You know why they got so mad? Because she's hitting on truth. So they had, shut her up. Pull her off the air, Fox Business. All the liberals went nuts. When they go nuts, it's because it's true.
Losses in the stock market. All this, unfortunately, just part of the political casualties for them. You know, this is a time to be united, not to be pointing fingers, not to be encouraging hate. And yet, what do we see? We see the absolute opposite from the left tonight. Good evening, everyone. I am Trish Reagan.
That was too much. And she basically, I can't play you at all, says basically that same thing over and over again in different ways. and that's too much for Fox Business. It's not. It's the liberals from the Huffington Post that got her pulled off the air, and they're catering to people that don't even watch their station. Why? What did she say that was wrong? It wasn't because it was wrong. It's because it's right. The left is now trying to ensure that nobody like me can be on the airwaves to tell everybody, look at what the left is doing, taking your freedoms away. You got to shut up and conform. And if Sean Hannity ever makes a statement that Fox News execs don't tell him what to say, he can't make that statement anymore. Because even if they didn't give him a memo, what they just did to Trish Regan was a message directed right at all the Fox News hosts, and it was received. Because you watch Hannity now on Fox News, watch how Hannity is talking now. It'll all be positive about Trump because he's smart. He's an intelligent broadcaster. He's playing a game. All right, then I'll just be positive about Trump and bring on experts to talk for me. That's what he's doing now. Why? Because he has lost his freedom. Sean Hannity has lost his freedom at Fox News and cannot say what I say on the radio. He can't say that on Fox News. Guaranteed he can't say what I'm saying. He's living under tyranny from Fox News. I'm telling you this, but guess what? Fox News isn't going to care. They're going to cater to the left. Maybe they'll care. Maybe they'll wake up. Maybe they'll hear this. Maybe they'll hear what I just said and a light bulb will click. You're right. We're catering to the left instead of our own audience. But I don't know if they're intelligent enough to do that.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Folks, if you're really, really upset, if you're really, really upset about this whole situation, here's how you make it good. Teach your kids, teach the kids that are in college especially, the truth. This is socialism. It's always about safety. Think of anything socialists say they want to do, they're saying it's for your own good. They take your freedoms away or they'll tax you to death, either way. But they'll always say it's for your own good, but they're really just taking your freedoms away. And that it is better to live free and have risks in life than to not be allowed to take risks on anything. And businesses are going to learn that if they're not if they haven't understood this. And they need to be taught, this is not normal. This is what socialists do. This is government tyranny. And it doesn't matter if you're a Republican governor or a Democrat governor. Take R&D out of it. This is a lesson on too much government power over your life. And as this continues, use it as a teaching lesson. Because these businesses are going to lose a ton of money and there's going to be a backlash. And then they're not going to take it anymore at some point in time. Right now, they're trying to do it themselves and make themselves look good. But when the bill when they look at the red line and they look at what is happening over this past month, what will happen, I'm looking down the road, it's going to change a lot of attitudes. And then you're going to see a backlash. But we're not there yet. It's going to get actually worse. I think we've got about a whole week left of craziness. This whole week. Then I think we'll start to see a turn of sanity. Until then, teach your kids. Don't waste this opportunity to teach that this is what the left does when they're in control. And even not even if the left, when there's too much government, we must have less government control over your life because if they control things, they can take everything away. If they're in control, they can take it all away from you in a whim. Don't you see it now?